各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天晚上在这边来聚会敬拜神。
We thank the grace of the Lord that all of us can gather here and worship Him this evening.
当我们走在路上的时候，会看到很多的教会。
As we walk by the streets, we could find many churches.
有时候我们也会觉得说，哎，教会怎么这么多？
And sometimes we wonder why are there so many churches.
我今天也遇到两位慕道朋友。
And today I met two truth seekers.
他也觉得这方面他也是有不同的看法。
And they felt that they have different orientation towards this matter.
我们今天教会很多。
In our church today, many people.
当然，我们也要能够。去了解这个教会的一些过程。
And of course, we must first of all understand the process of the church.
当然各个教会我们也彼此尊重不必互相去排斥或者攻击。
And of course, among churches, there should not be dissensions among them.
我们最重要的就是能够回到圣经神的话来。
And what we should do is we must return to the teachings and the Bible.
因为我们知道主的羊是听主的声音。
Because we know that the sheep or the lambs of the Lord hears His voice.
在旧约圣经里面。
And in the Old Testament of the Bible.
神他在会幕中向人显现。
And God has appeared Himself to the people in the tent.
出埃及记里面25章有讲到说神要住在中间。
And in the book of Exodus, that God said that He's going to dwell among the people.
而且要与人来往。
And also He will communicate with people.
所以会幕也是一个敬拜神的地方。
Therefore, the tent is a place of worship.
所以圣经有一句话说，那是人与神相会之处。
Therefore, there's a phrase saying that it is a place.Word human and God commune.
所以我们来到教会并不是在交际应酬。
Therefore, in the church, we do not social with people.
我们是用一颗虔诚的心来敬拜神。
We only come to here to worship Him with a pure heart.
会幕之后，大卫他要筹建圣殿。
And after the tent, David wanted to rebuild the temple.
那么圣殿到了所罗门王的时候。才建造完成。
And it is only until King Solomon's time that the temple was accomplished.
但是圣殿也曾经荒废了。
But however, the temple was once ruined.
像这个尼希米记里面也记载这个耶路撒冷的城墙这个被火焚烧。
Just like it said in the book of Nehemiah, that the wall of the Jerusalem has been burnt by fire.
所以也有尼希米他重建城墙。
And only Nehemiah that comes to rebuild the wall.
也有以斯拉，也有哈该先知，在讲到这个圣殿的重建。
And there is also Ezra and also Prophet Haggai.That involved in this rebuild of the temple.
那我们知道这个历史的进程也看到之后使徒时代教会的建立。
As we know the progress of the church, then we know that how we all started from apostolic time.
因为主耶稣为人的罪道成肉身来到世上。
It is because Jesus has come to this world for our sin.
他也流出宝血来赎我们的罪。
And He shed His blood for all of our sins.
主耶稣从死复活呢升天之后降下圣灵。
And since He has died for us and resurrected to heaven and given us the Holy Spirit.
那教会就被建立。
And so the church therefore has been established.
那我们今天也要了解这个古代的圣殿。还有当时的教会。
We must also understand the church in ancient times.
主耶稣曾经讲过一段话。
And Jesus has said this once.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of John.
约翰福音
Gospel of John
第二章
Chapter 2
约翰福音第二章十九节
Gospel of John chapter 2 verse 19
耶稣回答说你们拆毁这殿我三日内要再建立起来犹太人说这殿是四十六年才造成的你三日内再建立起来吗但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿所以到他从死复活以后门徒就想起他所说的这话便信了圣经和耶稣所说的啊，这边提到三日跟四十六年。
So here you talk about 3 days and the 46 years.
啊，这个圣殿用四十六年啊在重修。
The temple was built in the lapse of 46 years.
啊，主耶稣三日之内再建立起来。
And Jesus was going to rebuild the temple within 3 days.
好，我们晓得教会不是这个属物质的一个堂皇的建筑物。
We know that the church is not in itself material only.
属地的这个建筑物，它是一个会堂。
The building itself, it is only a building.
所以教会呢，它是一个主的宝血所救赎的一个属灵的团体。
The church is an organization that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
我们来看这个使徒行传。
Please turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传的二十章。
Book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Book of Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全情的监督你们当为自己谨慎也要为全情谨慎牧养神的教会就是他用自己宝血所买来的小字写救赎的这里告诉我们今天的教会啊就是神的教会
Over here it tells us that the church today is the church of God
是主耶稣用他的宝血所救赎的
It has been bought with his own blood.
所以我们可以了解到主耶稣成全救恩之后
Therefore, we know that once Jesus has fulfilled his salvation scheme,
他复活升天
He resurrected and he was raised to heaven.
降下圣灵
And then he descended the Holy Spirit.
所以教会被建立
And therefore, the church has then been established.
教会就开始发展
And the church once again progressed.
所以我们说使徒行传又叫做教会行传。
And therefore we call the book of Acts also the book of churches.
又叫做圣灵行传。
And it is also called the books of Holy Spirit.
所以我们人应该与神同工。
Therefore we as human we must work hand in hand with God.
靠着圣灵的带领来建立教会。
Under the guidance of Holy Spirit that we built the church.
我们知道使徒时代的教会是主耶稣借着他的宝血来建立的。
We know that the churches in apostolic time was found by Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的带领。
And it was led by Holy Spirit.
所以我们说教会它有基本的条件。
Therefore, we know that the church bears a fundamental criteria.
第一个就是教会要传讲真理。
First of all, that it must preach the truth.
那么第二就是教会要有神迹。
And secondly, it must have the miracles and signs.
因为有神的同工，彰显神的作为。
Because there is the work of God, therefore there is His manifestation of His power.
而且再来就是教会要有圣灵。
And also the church must also have the Holy Spirit.
有神的同在。
And must also have the abidance of God.
教会要高举主的名。
And the church must uphold the name of Jesus.
所以使徒时代的教会之后。
Therefore, the churches after the apostolic time.
我们可以了解到到第四世纪的时候，君士坦丁大帝。他以基督教为国教。
We know that at the fourth century, when the church was being rebuilt.
之后这个政教合一教会就一直的变质了。
And after the churches has been united, then it began to deteriorate.
那么教会
by his nature.
变质的时候啊，就啊、整个啊、一直的腐化。
And once the church deteriorates, it will start to perish.
啊，也俗化了。
And it will become worldly.
所以教会啊、是要非常的谨慎。
Therefore, the church must be very careful.
啊，这边说要为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎。
And here it says we must be careful ourselves and also be careful of the flock.
啊，教会怕异端的进入。来毒化这个教会。
The church is afraid of heresies that might deplete the church.
啊，教会啊也怕啊人的啊这个作为来俗化了教会。
The church also vulnerable to gossips.
甚至于呢，啊教会更怕啊被分化。
And the church also vulnerable to dissensions.
啊，所以哥林多教会里面呐、啊，就是。啊，有人在各个角度上，啊，也有不同的看法。
Therefore, in the Church of Corinth, people have different ways of seeing things.
啊，以至于有人说我是属保罗，我是属彼得。
Therefore, some people said I belong to Paul. Some people claim that they belong to Peter.
啊，也有人说我是属基督的啊。
Some even proclaim that they belong to Christ.
啊，自以为属灵的。
They thought that they were godly.
啊，但是哥林多前书里面说，我们在基督里面不是分开的。
However, in the book of Corinthians, it says that in Christ that we are not separated.
我们在基督里面是要一心一意啊，彼此相合。
In Christ, we are united with His one heart.
那哥林多教会它有一些软弱，也有一些亏欠。
And there are some weaknesses and depravities of the church in Corinth.
啊，但是我们也看到了，啊，保罗写哥林多后书的时候，我们可以看到他们的长进跟追求。
And we could see that as Paul wrote the letters to the church in Corinth, we could see the process of their growth in their spirituality.
啊，那我们从这个历史来看，马丁路德在主后1517年改教的时候
，And as we look at the history. That we know that when Martin Luther was having a religious revolution,
哦，所以教会就形成了相当多的派别
，and the church formed different parties.
啊，但是我们最基本的啊一个追求就是要回到圣经里面来。
But our most fundamental pursuit should be based on the Bible.
所以我们今天的教会啊，不是建立在人的上面。
Therefore, the church is not built on human wills.
啊，教会是建立在基督这个磐石上面。
And the church should be built on the rock, which is Christ.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew.
16章。
Chapter 16.
马太福音16章第18节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
我告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。哦，这边告诉我们。
So here he tells us that.
啊，主耶稣告诉彼得。
That Jesus told Peter.
哦，说你是彼得。
He said you are Peter.
哦，我要把教会建造在这磐石上。哦。
And on this rock I will build my church.
天主教啊，以这个来。认为保罗是第一任的教皇。
Catholics they use this statement as that Peter is their first pope.
啊，但是教会的磐石是教皇，是彼得吗
？But are we saying that the rock of the church is the pope or Peter？
啊，其实这一节圣经是告诉我们，教会啊是建立在彼得所承认的。啊，这个磐石上面。
As a matter of fact, this is only telling us that the church is building on the rock, or the rock which Peter recognized.
啊，彼得，这个啊，彼得他又称基法，也是啊，有这个磐石的意思。
And Peter also means that his name is thus also means rock.
啊，但是我们只不过是小磐石。
But we are only a little rock.
那个真正的啊灵磐石就是基督
，and the spiritual rock is Christ。
我们是活石来建造这个灵宫
And it is the living rock that made us work.
哦, 所以教会不是在建立在人的方法。
Therefore, the church is not built on human methods.
也不是在建立在人的意识上面。
It is not only built on the intentions of man.
啊, 教会是神所建立的。
And the church is built by God.
啊, 它是神的国度。
It is the kingdom of God.
所以当我们在查考圣经的时候,
Therefore, as we read the Bible,
我们会发现哥林多教会, 啊, 保罗对他们的一些指导,
we might discover that Paul's instructions to the churches,
啊, 无论是他们的软弱, 啊, 或者亏欠, 或者真理上面的, 啊, 这个问题,
regardless of their spiritual weaknesses or their problems in their spiritual pursuit.
哦, 那哥林多它是一个有形的,
and Corinth is something that exists in material.
可以看到人在当中的一些潜在问题。
And they could see the problem between men.
但是我们一个, 啊, 认识神, 啊, 仰望基督的人,
as a person who have hope towards God,
啊, 我们应该要明白我们到教会来做什么。
We must understand what is the reason behind that we come to this church.
哎, 我们不是看人,
we do not look at men.
我们是仰望耶稣,
we only have hope towards Jesus.
而且我们到教会的时候,
and also as we come to the church,
我们都有一颗虔诚的心, 要来敬拜神,
we all bear the hearts of reverence before Him to worship Him.
当我们要来教会跟神相会的时候, 我们的心是何等的喜乐。
And of course, when we come to the church to commune with God, we come with a heart of joy.
啊, 就像大卫说, 人对我说, 我们往耶和华的殿去, 我就欢喜。
Just like when David says, when people go before the church of God, they are full of joy.
啊, 所以我们今天来到教会, 神的家, 神的殿,
therefore, as we come to the temple of God today,
啊, 我们也应该有, 啊, 属灵上的追求。
And we must have our goal in our pursuit for our spirituality.
当我们在查考以弗所书的时候,
and as I was studying the book of Ephesians,
我们也可以看到教会的面面观,
and we could see different aspects or the overviews of the church.
啊, 它里面也告诉我们很多教会的, 啊, 一些事情。
It tells us many things about churches.
啊, 其实它也是告诉我们, 今天的教会就是我们在基督里的人所组成的。
In fact, it is also telling us that we are an organization which has been organized in Christ.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
啊, 以弗所书,
Ephesians.
第一章23节,
chapter 1 verse 23.
以弗所书1章23节,
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体, 充满万有者所充满的。 这边说教会就是基督的身体。
Here it says the church is the body of Christ.
在第一章里面他有一个字句常常重复, 就是在基督里。
There's a word that has been used repetitively, which is
在基督里面,
which is in Christ.
啊, 因为我们是在基督里面蒙拣选的,
because we have been chosen in Christ.
我们也是在基督里面得恩典的,
and we have also received the grace of God in Christ.
我们也是在基督里面得到基业的,
and the same that we have inherited His inheritance in Christ.
啊, 所以教会, 啊, 可以说是在基督里面的人来组成的。
And we could say that the church has been formed by people within Christ.
那教会是他的身体。
And the church, it is his body.
啊, 所以这边就有告诉我们, 那身体是什么?
Therefore, here it says, what is body?
啊, 这边就讲到说, 啊, 这个身体有头, 啊, 也有信徒各自做肢体。
So here it says there is head to this body and also the parts of the body which are the members.
啊, 所以圣经里面说基督就是教会的头。
Therefore, the Bible says that the head of the church is Christ.
那啊，教会就是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
那这个头啊，就是我们应当要尊主为大。
And being the head of the church means that we must have reverence towards him.
啊，那么在身体方面呢，我们这个肢体要互相联络。
And in aspects of being a body, part of the body, we must communicate with one another.
我们看第四章的十六节。
Please turn to chapter 4, verse 16.
啊，说全身靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。啊，这里告诉我们。
Here tells us.
啊，说这个全身都靠他联络的合适。
Here he said that the whole body was joined and held together.
哦，所以我们都是各自做肢体的。
So we are part of the body.
我们看十二节。
Let's go on to verse 12.
哦，要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。这里也是告诉我们要建立基督的身体。
Here it also tells us that we must build up the body of Christ.
哦，所以我们教会的圣工要推动啊，也是要成全圣徒。各尽其职。
Therefore, to push our ministry, each and every part of the church or the body must take its own role.
啊，这个肢体各有功用。
And each part of the body has its function.
啊，但是要各尽本分。
But they must fulfill their own duty.
啊，元首是基督。
So the head is Christ.
啊，所以我们要尊主为大。
And we must have reverence towards God.
那肢体互相联络就是要彼此相助了。
And to communicate with one another means that we must help and one another.
啊，一个增长的教会啊。
A growing church.
啊，它在这个身体上面的肢体功能会发挥。
A growing church. Does have this property, which is each part of the body will have its function.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
啊，身体是一个，但是有许多肢体，而且肢体虽然很多，仍然是一个身体。基督也是这样。我们不论是犹太人、希利尼人、为主的、自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身体原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。假若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身体，他不能因此就不属乎身体。如果耳朵说我不是眼睛，所以不属乎身体，他也不能因此就不属身体。如果全身都是眼睛，从哪里听声音呢？如果全身是耳朵，从哪里闻味呢？如今神随着自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身体上。如果都是一个肢体，身体在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多，身体仍然是一个。眼睛不能对手说，我用不着你；头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，啊，更是不可少。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，叶花给它加上体面；不俊美的，叶花加上得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身体，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体，免得身上分门别类。总要肢体彼此相顾。如果一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；如果一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。我们啊，你们就是基督的身体，并且各自做肢体。啊，这段圣经讲得非常的详细。
This passage has explained itself pretty clearly.
啊，但是它里面有一段话。
There is a statement in this passage.
啊，就是二十四节所讲的肢体要互相的配搭。
Which is verse 24. It says, "While our presentable parts need no special treatment."
哦，那二十五节说，肢体不可分门别类。
Excuse me, all of them must work together.
哦, 要彼此相顾,
and they must give help to each other.
以教会的圣工来看,
as we look from the angle as the church ministry,
我们这个教会的组织, 哦, 要健全,
and this church organization must be a good one.
好, 我们有长职, 传道, 也有负责人,
and we have our deacons, elders, and also our church board members.
哦, 那么也有圣工人员,
and also there are holy workers of God,
哦, 也有宗教教育,
and also religious education,
啊, 也有其他的事工组的同龄,
and also many members who participated in different aspects of the church work.
啊, 我们常常说, 诶, 玛利亚, 她得到上好的福分,
we often said that Mary has received the best of the blessings.
哦, 可是教会里面也需要有马大,
but in the church, we also need people like Martha,
啊, 有这种热心侍奉主的人,
and who are a person who is zealous to serve the Lord.
啊, 当然侍奉神也要灵修,
and of course, to serve the Lord must have good spirituality.
啊, 所以我们有马大的手, 来热心侍奉主, 也要有玛利亚的心, 来到主的面前。
Therefore, not only we should have the hands of Martha to serve the Lord, we must also have the heart of Mary to worship Him.
能够安静地领受主的道,
so that we can quietly receive His teachings.
教会里面肢体既然彼此相顾,
and since that every part of the body of the church must care for each other,
所以这个恩赐啊, 要互相地配合,
therefore, we must work hand in hand together with others with our own gifts.
那这个恩赐如果配合得好,
and if we could work with our gifts well,
这个肢体的功能, 哦, 就会发挥,
and each and every one of us, our functions may be fulfilled to the fullest.
那整个教会很多工作就可以推动,
and therefore, many works in the church can be done.
哦, 我们看到, 啊, 这个儿童, 看到青少年,
and we see many of the young children and also youth.
那我们怎么样来带领他们, 来到主的面前,
how are we supposed to guide them before the Lord?
啊, 而不至于一盘散沙,
so that they won't be scattered.
我们有的家庭, 啊, 有的先生在外面工作,
and some of our families that the husbands have to work outside.
啊, 在家的时间不多,
They spend a little time in their family.
哦, 那我们在组里面的, 啊, 这个姐妹, 啊, 要怎么样能够有一个属灵的团契?
And as the sisters in the church, how should we see ourselves in having fellowships?
啊, 能够分享这个信仰的一些体验,
so that we can share with others our experiences.
啊, 那用道理啊, 啊, 互相的勉励,
and also to edify others with our words.
啊, 有时候我们为孩子的, 啊, 这个成长跟他的叛逆, 有时候也觉得很头痛, 又难过。
Sometimes we have problems encountering the perversiveness of our children.
哦, 当我们有难处的时候, 我们也能够彼此的代祷。
And as we encounter such problems, that we can pray for one another.
哦, 所以这个肢体要互相的联络, 啊, 也要彼此帮助。
Therefore, not only each part of the body must communicate with one another, they must also help one another.
那么这个教会就会成长。
Then the church can be considered as growing.
我们看罗马书12章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书12章。
Romans chapter 12.
第三节,
verse
3. 12章第三节,
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说, 不要看自己过于所当看, 要照着神所分给个人信心大小, 看得合乎中道。 正如我们一个身体上有好些肢体, 肢体也不都是一样的用处, 我们这许多的人在基督里面成为一个身体, 互相联络做肢体也是如此。 按着我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，做执事当专一执事，或做教导也当专一教导，或做劝话当专一劝话，施舍当诚实，治理当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。这边也是讲到教会就是基督的身体。
So here it also says the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们教会是很有联络的。
Therefore, our church is considered as a body that has good communications.
我们不单, 这个地区性的教会,
not only we are a regional church,
我们在圣公上都是联系的,
in our ministry, we are interconnected with other churches.
我们应该要把这个, 教会的一些事工能够, 渐渐地把它建立起来,
and we must gradually establish our ministry.
那么也有人去关心, 去带领,
and also there must be people who show their concern for the ministry and also guide it.
能够彼此的来配合,
so that we can work hand in hand with one another.
凡事能够看得合乎中道,
so that we can see things with modesty.
彼此尊重, 互相配合,
and we honor each other and also cooperate with each other.
恩赐各有不同,
and since we do bear different kind of gifts,
那么神给个人的一定有他的用处,
and there must be a reason for someone having a specific gift.
所以我们教会是一体的,
therefore the church of the body of Christ is one.
所以我们信徒啊, 也要能够动员, 也要能够成长,
therefore,
来建立基督的身体,
as a member
九节,
Chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人客旅, 是以圣徒同国, 是神家里的人, 这边说教会, 是神的家。
Here it also says, the church is God's household.
不是局外人,
it is not sojourners or aliens.
也不是做客旅,
they are not sojourners.
是以圣徒同国,
and they are the citizens with God.
保罗他说我们在神的家当怎样行,
Paul says, how should we behave in the house of God?
我们在上有我们的天父,
above us we have our God Father.
我们既然是一个大家庭,
and since we are a large family,
我们又称作弟兄, 也称作姐妹,
and we also proclaim ourselves as brothers and sisters.
这个说起来也是属灵之亲,
and don't you think that this is also kind of relationship in spirit?
主耶稣在传福音的时候,
and when Jesus was preaching the gospel,
有人说你的母亲跟你的 兄弟来看你了,
some people said that, oh, your mother or your father is coming to visit you.
主耶稣说, 谁是我的母亲, 谁是我的兄弟呢?
And then Jesus asked, who's my father, who's my brothers?
遵行天父旨意的人就是我的母亲, 我的兄弟姐妹,
for those who go in accordance with the words of God are his fathers and his brethren.
所以我们今天在教会里面,
therefore in the church today,
我们应该能够体会到教会是神的家,
we must be able to feel that this is the family of God.
既然是神的家, 我们也要关怀,
and since this is the house of God, we must have concerns for the church.
使这个教会有一个家的气氛,
so that this family of God will have the atmosphere as a family.
每个家庭都很温馨,
so that each family will fill with love.
互慈子孝,
and then the parents are kind and the children are filial.
兄友弟恭,
and their brothers honor each other.
这个家庭里面有这个天伦之乐,
and within family there are joy as a family.
那教会也是一样,
and that will be the same as the church.
有时候我们, 也曾经组团去访问其他的教会,
occasionally we do organize visitations to other churches.
那这个当中有一个感觉,
and through such visitation I do have this experience.
尤其有很多信徒啊, 他们很喜欢到 三地教会去,
and there are many members like to visit the church in the mountainous area.
听说早期啊, 有人, 组团, 有游览车到那个教会, 那个三地的原住民的同龄啊, 不给他们离开啊。
And I've heard this, that in early days when some of our members visited the mountainous churches, the members over there didn't even want them to leave.
舍不得他们离开.
They didn't want them to leave so badly.
虽然只是一面之缘,
even though they met for the first time,
啊，或者只过一夜，
or even though they had stayed for just one night,
但是觉得说在教会里面就是有一种在地如天，
but they felt that they're living in heaven,
哦，所以
living in earth as in heaven.
哦，教会就是神的家了。
And the church of God is the house of God.
我们再看二章二十节。
Please continue reading chapter 2, verse 20.
以弗所书二章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
啊，并且被建造在使徒先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。我们也靠着他被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。啊，这边说教会就是神的殿。
So here it says the church is the temple of God.
是圣灵居住的所在。
It is a place where Holy Spirit dwells.
所以教会要有神的同在。
Therefore, the church must have the presence of God.
有坚固的根基。
It must have a firm.
啊，所以这个信仰要建立。
Therefore, our faith must be built.
啊，所以我们今天在教会里面。
Therefore, in the church,
我们也可以看到教会是神的殿。
And we could see that the church is the tent of God.
就像当时啊，这个圣殿完成的时候。
Just like when the temple was first rebuilt.
神的灵啊，充满在当中。
And the Spirit of God in fullness.
所以我们今天的教会也是要让神的灵充满在里头。
Therefore, we must allow the Spirit of God to fill us today.
神的灵怎么运行在里头？
And how can the Spirit of God work within us?
圣经以赛亚书说，我的殿啊，就是万民祷告的殿。
And the book of Isaiah says that my temple is the temple of prayers.
哦，所以神的殿不是贼窝。
And the temple of God is not a place for those deceitfulness.
啊，主耶稣曾经洁净圣殿。
And the church, Jesus has once cleansed the church.
哦，让我们知道圣殿不是贼窝。
He let us know that the church is not a place of traits.
啊，所以我们应该让神的殿有神的灵在里头。
So that we must know that there is the presence of Holy Spirit in our church.
能够彰显神的荣耀。
So that it can manifest the power of God.
啊，圣经里面说，当时啊，这个以色列人抬着约柜要去征战。
And the Bible says that there was once that the Israelites that carried the tabernacle in their war.
过去他们抬着约柜征战都得胜。
And for carrying that, each and every time when they carried that, they succeeded.
啊，但是现在抬着约柜去征战，却被掳了，约柜被掳了。
But this time when they carried the tabernacle again, they lost their fight.
说神的荣耀离开他们了。
They said that the glory of God has left them.
那为什么会落到这种地步？
So why did they come to such an extent?
因为神不同在。
It is because there is no presence of God.
神的灵离开了。
The Spirit of God has already left them.
虽然有约柜也没有用。
Even though there is the presence of the tabernacle, but it's of no use.
教会是神的殿。
So we know that the church is the house of God.
圣灵居住的所在。
It is a place where the Holy Spirit dwells.
所以这里以弗所书就讲得很清楚。
So in the book of Ephesians, it clearly tells us that.
那么接着啊，这个圣经里面告诉我们。
And then the Bible continue on to tell us.
我们看第五章。
Let's skip to chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
啊，五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
你们做妻子的顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也当凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会来舍己。好，我们再看这个三十三节。
Let's go on with verse 33.
三十二节哦。
Excuse me, verse 32.
啊，说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。啊，这边用夫妻的关系 来说到教会跟基督的关系。
So here it elaborated itself with the relationship between husband and wives.
所以这边提到教会就是基督的心腹了。
So here it says the church is the bride of Christ.
那启示录里面也提到说我们要装饰整齐等候主来。
And in the book of Revelation, it also tells us that we must prepare ourselves ready to wait for the coming of Christ.
那教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
这边用基督为教会舍己。
So here it says, that we must give up for Christ.
还有教会顺服基督。
And also the church must submit itself to Christ.
那用这种关系来谈到今天我们的教会。
So using this relationship to talk about the relationship between us and God today.
所以这个教会齁也要装饰整齐呢。
Therefore the church must prepare itself ready.
所以信徒也要有灵修上的追求。
Therefore, each and every one of us must have a pursuit for spiritual cultivation.
这边27节说可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会。教会是荣耀的教会。
And at verse 27 it says to present her to himself as radiant church.
那教会要荣耀也是我们要荣耀神啊。
So, when the church is radiant, it means that we glorify the name of God.
所以不要让主的名齁受亏损啊。
So we should not fall short of the grace of God.
当别人看到我们的好行为。
So when people see our good deeds,
他会把荣耀归给神。
And he will give the glory to God.
因为我们荣耀神。
Because we exalt the name of God.
我们有为主发光。
We glorify his name.
也发出了基督馨香之气。
And we have also bared his fragrance.
教会既然是荣耀的教会。
And since his church is a radiant one.
也是我们每一个人都应该有一个爱主的心。
Therefore, each and every one of us must have a heart of, must have the love for Christ.
一起来爱教会。
And we must together love the church.
这个启示录里面啊。
And in the book of Revelation,
有提到说教会是金灯台啊。
It mentions that the church is a golden stand.
那灯台就是要发光。
And the stand itself is supposed to shine.
所以教会也要发出福音的真光。
Therefore, the church itself must also shine.
发出真理的光，生命的光。
To shine the light of truth.
所以今天在这个黑暗的世界里面。
Therefore, in this dark world.
教会要发出它的功能。
And the church must manifest its function.
圣经在讲教会的面面观。
The Bible tells us many things about overviews of our church.
教会也像方舟一样。
And the church is also likened to the ark.
我们应该要传扬神的救恩。
And we must preach the salvations of God.
引人来归主。
To attract more people into believing in him.
所以这个救灵魂的工作很重要。
Therefore, the task of salvation is very crucial.
约翰福音第十章里面
In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, it says,
也提到说教会啊像这个羊圈。
It says the church is like a flock of lambs.
那这个羊呢有失迷的。
And there are some lambs, who are lost.
那要怎么样把它归回？
How are we supposed to call them back?
所以我们今天教会也是羊圈啊。
So today our church is also likened to the flock of lambs.
那我们总不忍心这个羊来迷失。
So we do not want to see any of our lambs lost, getting lost.
或者被魔鬼来吞吃。
Or either they are devoured by the devil.
我们总要能够留心来照顾这个羊群。
And we must pay our attention to our lambs so that they may be taken care of.
能够找寻失迷的来归到这个羊圈来。
We must find those lost ones and call them back.
所以我们从这个以弗所书，从其他的经卷，可以看到教会的一些看法。
Therefore, from the book of Ephesians, they could see different points of views that others are seeing.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们要互相联络。
Therefore, we must communicate with one another.
要发挥恩赐。
And we must express our own gifts.
来服侍神。
And we must serve the Lord.
教会是神的家。
And the church is the house of God.
所以我们能够在这个家里面。
Therefore, in the house of God,
有温馨，有这个关怀，有爱。
There should be loving kindness and also warmth present.
体会到在地如天的生活。
So that we can feel that we're living in earth as if in heaven.
教会是神的殿。
And the church is the temple of God.
神的荣耀有没有在里面
？The glory of God is it within it?
我们是不是使教会成为万民祷告的殿呢
？Are we making this church as the place where the multitudes pray to God?
教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is the bride of God.
所以我们要装饰整齐。
Therefore, we must prepare ourselves neatly.
在灵修上。
And in our spiritual cultivation,
让我们都能够来荣耀主的名。
We must exalt the name of God.
建立一个荣耀的教会。
To establish a church that exalts His name.
像这个金灯台一样。
And just like the golden stand.
教会也是方舟，也是羊圈。
And the church is likened to an ark, and also likened to the flock of lambs.
更盼望我们在主里面都能够联络整齐。
And we hope that within the church, we must communicate with one another.
也不断为教会为耶路撒冷来求平安。
And also to continually to pray for the church and also Jerusalem.
也愿平安在我们当中。
And may the peace of the Lord be within our hearts.
我们来唱诗。